Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the health ranger filling in for Alex today, who is on an airplane to New York right now to appear on CNN later tonight talking with Piers Morgan. And so I'm filling in for Alex today and having a good time doing it, too, because there's just you can't help but make comedy about all the insanity that's going on out there. It's so insane that you got to laugh at it. And but we also have some solutions that we're talking about today. I've got a good solution, in fact, coming up here. But first, let me give you a preview of what's happening this hour. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com to discuss psychiatric drugs and how the government's surveillance of your prescription drugs could be turned against you to deny you your constitutional rights. I also hope to take some calls when John is on the air with us, so I'll announce the phone number in the next segment. We'll get some calls queued up for John. And then in the third hour, Aaron Dykes is going to be taking command of the chair here and possibly reading from a Paul Revere book, I heard. I don't know if that's true or if that was just some banter around the office here, but maybe something to do with Paul Revere. We'll find out, and I'll let you know as soon as I know. Now, in the meantime, I've got a solution for all the gun grabbers. This is the perfect solution for liberals. You can opt out of the Bill of Rights. If you hate the Second Amendment, give it up. If you hate the Bill of Rights, give it up. All you have to do, folks, here's all you have to do. Take your passport down to the U.S. Passport Office. Denounce your citizenship. Book a flight to a nation called North Korea. Once there, they will give you a new passport, and you can enjoy utopia under the new regime of freedom of what's the guy's name there? Not Kim Jong-il, it's Kim Jong-un. Yes, because every generation, they change one syllable. Next time is going to be Kim Jong-un. But all the liberals could go there. And there you have no Second Amendment. Therefore, everything must be A-OK. Never mind the barbed wire facing inward at the border checkpoints to prevent North Koreans from escaping their own country. Never mind that. Never mind the fact that the guards face inward with their assault rifles. Oh, yes, they have guns in North Korea, but only in the hands of the government guards. But I think the liberals would love that. So you see, the Bill of Rights is optional. You can simply give it up for yourself, but you can't take it from me. You got that? You can't take it from me. And you can't take it from the other patriots and the other veterans and the other lawful and legal gun owners and the other peace officers who are actually trying to restore peace and liberty and freedom in this country. You can't take it from us. You can only denounce your own. In fact, why not just, we should just have a website where for liberals called, you know, opt out of the Bill of Rights. Like, put, you know, the leaders of that movement up there. Put Michael Moore up there, you know. Put Feinstein up there. The leaders of the opt out of the Bill of Rights effort. That would be very popular in certain circles in Hollywood, I imagine. Now, there's another thing that we have to remember here, that this very idea that because one person in Sandy Hook committed a terrible crime of violence that everybody else in the country is supposed to give up all their rights? Wait a minute. One citizen does something bad, every citizen gets punished for it? Well, by the same logic, if one government bureaucrat ever abuses the freedom of an American citizen, and oh my gosh, they never do that, then we should ban all government. We should eliminate all government. I mean, using their logic, one person does something wrong, ban everybody. We should say one government official does something wrong, defund the entire government. That's their logic. But, of course, they want it selectively applied, not rationally applied across the board. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Yeah, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Monday. It's another Monday. If you're just joining us, January 7th, 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Some pretty energetic music. Thanks, guys. I always appreciate the extra boost. Not that we need it around here. Powered by freedom and superfoods. That's our slogan. That's our motto. And speaking of freedom, we've got joining us today the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, ISRA, is just going to be joining us for about 5 minutes or so to give us an update on this sneak attack that happened last night in Illinois, in Springfield, to try to destroy the Second Amendment rights of all citizens of the state of Illinois. So, Mr. Pearson, Richard Pearson is his name, and guys, if you'll bring up the website, I'll mention the URL during the interview. Mr. Pearson, thank you for joining us today on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Give us an update, breakdown, what happened yesterday in the state Congress there.
Well, what happened was we had been working all weekend, you know, with phone calls, and I got lots of complaints in that the phone lines were jammed up, melted down, plugged up, and they decided to withdraw all the bills yesterday at 4 o'clock.
So they were trying to sneak it through on a Sunday.
Right, but on Sunday we were there, and they decided to hoist the white flag, at least temporarily.
So if this bill had passed, tell us exactly what it would have done in terms of criminalizing firearms in the state.
Well, you would have been able to own any semi-automatic anything, including 22 rifles with magazines.
Wow. You know, do these people not realize how many farmers and ranchers are in Illinois and they need these as tools of the farm?
They don't care. They don't like anybody that owns guns. They don't like you because you like guns. They don't like me because I like guns.
So surely they must realize that Chicago is already the murder capital of the world, even though it's a, quote, gun-free zone.
Well, that's right, but it's because of those guns is the murder capital of the world. Although the second largest city, which is not a gun-free zone, had no murders last year.
And which city would that be?
That would be Aurora, Illinois. And so I don't know how they reconcile this, but they can do it in their own mind because they have magnificent mental power.
How angry are the legal firearms owners in the state of Illinois right now? Because I'm sure you've heard from a lot of them. What's the word on the street there?
They are angry. But that doesn't mean this is piloted by the city of Chicago and Rahm Emanuel, and so they're going to bring this back again. It doesn't matter to them how angry they are, but we'll see this again, and we will resist with every effort.
But, sir, do they think that they can just make a law on a piece of paper and that nothing's going to happen in response? Do they think that all the people of the state of Illinois are just going to turn in their guns and become slaves to Rahm? Do they really believe that's going to happen?
Well, I actually think that they do actually believe that's going to happen, but I think the last few days have shown that that might be outside of what's going to happen here.
Yeah. What is your website, Mr. Pearson? So that
it is www.isra.org.
ISRA.org. Okay, and I see you have an urgent alert posted there. That's from yesterday.
Yes.
Are you getting a lot of additional press right now across the country or across the state? What's happening with the media angle on this?
We are getting lots of interviews, lots of phone calls, lots of emails. We have people joining. We have members from Texas, by the way. And so we appreciate everyone going to the website and joining. And we thank you for that.
Excellent. All right. Well, I appreciate the update, Richard. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show today. And keep up the fight, because we, the gun owners of America, will win this. We just have to continue the fight. That's all.
We do. And we have to stick together, too.
Absolutely. Well, good job defeating that bill, and keep up the effort to fight for liberty and freedom in America.
I will. Thank you. And thank everyone out there.
All right. Thank you. Take care, then. All right. That was Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association. And I'm sure similar events are happening elsewhere across the country. There are probably various nefarious plans by the state representatives of certain cities, let's say, to try to take away the Second Amendment rights of lawful and legal gun owners, which, by the way, include many peace officers, many returning veterans, many active duty military and active duty cops as well. And, you know, I did a story the other day, too, about airline pilots. You know, most people who fly airplanes don't realize that about 17% of the time you're flying in a plane with an armed pilot. that's a good thing. It's a good thing because we don't want pilots to be overpowered by terrorists, right? Or hijackers or anything else. So we arm the pilots, and they carry concealed weapons in the flight deck, and they're prepared to use them. And I tell you what, the pilots that I know, one pilot in particular, he's a very good shot with a Colt 1911 and 45 caliber. He'll put two right in the forehead of any terrorist that tries to break into the flight deck. No questions asked. So there you go. Pilots. Yep, good guys and gals, a few gals, but mostly good guys. All right, let's go on to this story here. Second Amendment and the Kool-Aid drinkers. This was posted by Paul Howe. I mentioned it earlier. This was ahead of us being joined by John Rappaport at the bottom of this hour. This is a very important story. This is the most important story of the day, in my opinion. Paul Howe is the creator of CombatShootingAndTactics.com. CombatShootingAndTactics.com. Paul Howe is a very intelligent firearms instructor. I've learned a tremendous amount of information from his videos posted over at MakeReady.tv. That's the website, MakeReady.tv. I normally don't endorse just third-party, you know, video companies, but in this case, I've seen so many millions of Americans purchasing firearms but not necessarily getting good training on how to use them. And MakeReady.tv is a great place. You can get online training, tons of videos. I use it. It is top-notch, top-quality production. Pantheo Productions is the company. And no, they didn't pay me to say that. I'm just a customer and a patriot. So go to MakeReady.tv. You can see Paul Howe in action. Now, getting to his article, though, this is brilliant. Second Amendment and the Kool-Aid drinkers. Paul Howe discusses what would actually happen if gun confiscation were attempted in the United States. He asks the question, who's coming to get them, meaning the guns? Who's coming to get the guns? And he breaks it down because, look, he trains with military, he trains with law enforcement, and he has for decades. He knows all the tactics, he knows all the people, he knows their attitudes, their belief systems, their loyalties. This guy knows what he is talking about. The most qualified person to talk about this issue of gun confiscation, in my opinion. And he says that, first of all, if the military were tasked with gun confiscation, here's what would happen. He says, quote, remember, these forces, the military forces, would have to come from a military base that is surrounded and supported by American communities. If the military began gun confiscation, the civilians would simply stop supporting the base, cut off the fuel, food, electricity on the bases, and it would stop the silliness, Paul Howe says in his article. And he says also many service members that live in those local communities would have to travel from their houses to their base unless they were locked down. And the families in the community would not be too friendly to those engaged in gun confiscation. That's another way of saying you're not going to make it to the base, buddy. You may not even make it out of your house if you're one of these gun grabbers. Now, another quote, if the federal government tries to engage in gun confiscation, DHS or TSA, can you imagine the TSA trying to engage in gun confiscation? These pathetic people wouldn't last a day. They'd be outgunned by all the patriots and all the police officers and all the preppers in no time. TSA, give me a break. What are they going to do, raid our house with a latex glove? Really? Paul Howe writes, after the first few raids, the word would get out, and Americans would start to fight back. Yeah, no kidding. It would take one good ambush from a house or along a travel route to decimate a tactical force or make it combat ineffective. Yep, that's all it takes. If you're going to try to declare war on the American people by taking away their guns, you're going to have a guerrilla war on your hands, and you're going to lose, you gun grabbers. You're going to lose big time. Paul Howe continues in his article. He says, quote, most federal agencies work out of a fixed location centrally located in a community. Ah, yes, we know where you are. We know where you're based. And he goes on, those were my words, we know where you are, not Paul's words. But Paul goes on, also, their personnel live in those communities along with their families. Once the word got out that they were doing raids in violation to the Constitution, they and their families would be at risk. Yeah, they and their families would be more than at risk. They would probably have their homes burned out. Because think about it. If you're on a tactical police team and you're conducting armed raids on houses around your community, they know where you live. They know it's not a secret. Your names, if you're on a force that's doing that, they know where your homes are. You can expect your home to be burned out probably if this kind of thing gets going. You're putting yourself in danger is what's going to happen. And most sheriffs and deputies and police officers are going to say, no way, I'm not doing that. Besides, I believe in the Constitution. I support the Second Amendment. That's what they're going to say. I'm not going to go run around and kick in people's doors. Paul Howe continues, tactical teams could probably do only 8 to 10 hits in a day, and then they would need a break. That's a lot of hits. So they hit 10 houses and seize their guns. The word gets out. It would not go well. And if one or two determined Americans or combat vets fought back, the team would lose many. The attack team would lose members to death or injury, and they would admit it, and, well, they have to stop doing their raids because they're losing guys. That's the way it would really work. So there you go. That's the truth on the situation of gun confiscation from Paul Howell. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Plane headed to New York and be on a show tonight. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Sort of a last-minute deal. He called me over the weekend and was like, "Hey, Mike, can you fill in?" Said, okay, you got it. You got it, man. Anything for the cause of liberty. So I am here. And by the way, a friend texted me over the break that we just had. And because earlier in the show, I sort of joked about Senator Feinstein kicking in doors and throwing flashbangs and engaging in her own gun confiscation. And my friend texted me and said, I'd pay good money to see that. I would pay money to see Senator Feinstein throwing a flashbang and kicking in doors and seizing guns. Yeah, we all would. I said, hey, Joe Rogan out there, you should get like a pay-per-view thing set up with the UFC called like the Ultimate Confiscation Championship and have Senator Feinstein and Schumer and Michael Moore and dress them up in like body armor and put guns in their hands and have them try to kick it. They probably couldn't even kick in the door. They just couldn't even get that far. They could kick the door and break an ankle. You know what I mean? It would be that pathetic. But I think all these people talk about gun confiscation. Do it yourself, man. Don't hide behind a bunch of laws. If you want to take our guns, do it personally, face to face. You know, bring it on. All right. Oh, man. Okay. DrudgeReport.com right now. Top link. Showdown. Talk host Alex Jones detained by the TSA. This is true. This is top link on Drudge. And there's a picture of it. Go to DrudgeReport.com right now. There's a picture of it. I guess another passenger, traveler, grabbed this photo and sent it to Drudge. And Alex called me from the airplane right before I went on the air here, about 20 minutes before I went on the air today. He was very angry, and he said that the TSA had detained him and threatened him with arrest. And, oh really? What's this officer's name? Okay, John Bowne here just said that that's the same officer in the photo that detained or that threatened them when they were filming at the Austin airport. So this that officer, whoever it is, I don't know his name, apparently does not understand the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And I guess we should thank that officer because what he did is he just sent Alex Jones to New York with extra steam. That's what he really did. But there's going to be a video on this later today. Alex filmed some of this on his iPhone, I've been told. And that video is going to be edited shortly. There has to be some other travelers taken out of the video who don't have anything to do with it. So they're going to be edited out to focus on the actual conflict. Alex Jones detained, threatened with arrest at the Austin airport today, this morning, just hours ago. So that's the new America. You can't even get on the plane and fly to a media interview without being threatened with unlawful arrest by a bunch of goons who think that the Constitution doesn't apply in an airport. People are fed up. I'm fed up. You're fed up. Patriots are fed up. Gun owners are fed up with the insanity. And this is not going to last, folks. This is not going to last. Believe me. And in just a couple of minutes, we've got John Rappaport joining us by Skype to give us some additional thoughts on where this is all headed. But first, let me finish up this article about the Kool-Aid drinkers from Paul Howe, because he has a couple more quotes in here that are very powerful. I just want to get these in. Paul mentions, and Paul's a firearms instructor, one of the best, most widely recognized in the country. I believe he trains people at a facility here in Texas, in fact. He says that America is a nation of combat veterans and patriots. We have the guns and ammunition out there and the talent to use them because thanks to the fact that we've been at war since about the early 1990s, our nation has effectively trained hundreds of thousands of soldiers how to use firearms. And those soldiers, their constitution, their loyalty is to the Constitution to which they took an oath. So that's a very positive outcome of the fact that we've been at war, even though I don't support all the wars. But I am happy that our soldiers have gained the skills that come from conflict so that we can protect our liberties here at home. Paul Howe, again, in every law enforcement, government, and military agency or branch, he says there are a small number of Kool-Aid drinkers who would blindly follow orders. They would either be purged internally by their coworkers, he says, or the people they attacked would, quote, stop their gene pool. That's a euphemism for being terminated as a traitor to America. Those are the words of Paul Howe. We'll be right back. Stay with us. John Rappaport coming up after this break. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in, fighting for liberty.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean,
biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes,
the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got details on the breaking news that's up at DrudgeReport.com right now. Also posted at InfoWars.com, the article by Paul Joseph Watson just posted minutes ago. Alex Jones detained by the TSA. On his way to New York, Alex was approached by a TSA screener, one who knows the entire InfoWars crew very well, who said, "Hello, Mr. Jones," indicating that he knew who he was, and demanded that Alex Jones take off his shoes. Alex refused, saying that he was being discriminated against because he was a known critic of the TSA. The officer growled, and also Alex pointed out that the last time he had removed his shoes, he had athlete's foot as a result, because these places are filthy. Hey, they don't even change their latex gloves, okay? These tyrants, they don't mind just infecting you with everything imaginable. It's kind of like a biological warfare little scheme there they have going. Jones said, "I'm not taking my shoes off." The officer growled, "Take your damn shoes off or I'm going to arrest you." And they continued to threaten to arrest Jones and prevent him from flying. They talked to other cops. Despite the officer seemingly wanting to take further action, TSA management said they eventually were happy to let Jones go on his way. Yeah, they know that it's all a bluff. It's all a bluff. They know they have no right to force you to take off your shoes or pull down your pants or take off your colostomy bag or any of these other just humiliations that they push onto the American people. It's absolutely insane. So Alex Jones very nearly arrested today in Austin by a total TSA goon, well, and a police officer, apparently. No, wait a minute. Was that an officer? No, that was a TSA screener. Sorry. I think the police officers have more sense, frankly. And we've seen that even in the Austin airport. The officers, they know more about constitutional rights. But the TSA people, they are completely out of control. They are absolute traitors to America. And this is the reason I don't fly. Because I know that if I try to fly, they're going to put a little bag of cocaine in my carry-on. And they're going to arrest me for having a bag of cocaine or whatever they want to throw in there. Or they'll just make something up. You know? This is why I don't fly. And Alex Jones was able to, I mean, it's hard. You can't intimidate Alex Jones. So I'm sure he screamed back at them in their face. And that's the photo that is on this report by Paul Joseph Watson. So Alex is on the plane. He made it through security. I mean, this is becoming Nazi America, people. You know, these security checkpoints, Texas state troopers reaching down the pants of those women in that video that went public last week. You know, not even changing their gloves and going inside the bodies of women, two different women. It's insane. This is total tyranny. This is the definition of tyranny. Not even in North Korea do they go inside your body with latex gloves. It's unbelievable. All right, we're joined by John Rappaport, and John is joining us by Skype video. Oh man, we're showing. I can't watch that state trooper video again. But John, welcome to the show today. And let me ask you for your comments on that story that's just breaking right now on the Drudge Report and here at Infowars.com. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I was just about, you know, echo what you said, Mike, because, I mean, it's completely insane. It's criminal all the way down the line. They've got a program, and the program is to put people into fear and to say, we're in charge. You know, what better place to do this than an airport? Anytime you pass through here, any of our, quote, checkpoints, you're going to be grilled and drilled and whatever else we want to do to you. Or if it's a good day and we feel like just saying, hey, everything's fine, that's up to us. You have no power. We have all the power.
Well, that's exactly it, John. The thing is, they knew Alex Jones. They called him by name.
Yeah,
they approached
him
and said,
right?
Hello, Alex. Remove your shoes because we are the powerful minions of the new world order. They just want to exercise power.
Yeah, and we know who you are. We know you're a critic. And just so you understand, Alex, we're in charge, not you. So that's the point that we're trying to make. But, of course, they didn't make it because he got on the plane.
It's the raw exercise of juvenile tyranny. It's these people, they must have such small little souls. They must be such children inside these TSA officers. I can't call them officers. TSA goons, thugs, absolute thugs. They must be little emotionally immature children inside to get off on making people take their shoes off when they know that person's not a threat. They know the person.
Of course. They absolutely know that. And then you've got other people because, I mean, I fly. I've seen TSA people who themselves are trapped in the system because, you know, they're broke, they're out of work, they can find a job, so they take the job and they're standing around. I've watched them, and they look at the whole charade and they're thinking to themselves, you can see it written on their face, this is complete insanity, but I have to pick up a paycheck.
Yeah.
And so they do this, right? And when I've talked to them, I can see that they know I know, and I know they know I know. You know, this is all insane, right? And, yeah, that's what's going on. It's the police state in action.
Yeah, well, and they're standing around irradiating themselves, giving themselves cancer, which I guess in a funny kind of Darwinist kind of way, they are actually eliminating themselves from the future human gene pool through infertility, and they don't even know it. They're so uninformed. What was it Melissa Melton was telling me this morning when I walked through here? She said that there was a TSA agent who told her that the machines, they don't emit radiation, they only emit x-rays.
Oh, great.
Yeah, really?
Well, got that now from the top of the food chain. No x-rays, I mean, no radiation, just x-rays.
Only x-rays, yeah, because in their minds, x-rays are not radiation. And, you know,
of course, because
where do you find these people? How do you put out ads to say, you know, maximum IQ allowed, 72, you know,
or answer this question. Are x-rays and radiation the same thing? It says, no, you got a job, baby. Right.
Oh, man, you tell them, you ask them, what is the table of elements? And they think that's the place where they eat in the break room.
Right.
It's like, okay. Oh, my God. We're being ruled by morons.
The Twinkie element, you know, on the chart. Yeah. It's completely insane.
And it's like, Alex Jones, take off your shoes. We know who you are. We know you're a national radio host. We know you're no threat to anybody. We know you've never been arrested. You have no criminal record. We know you, but take off your damn shoes or I'm going to arrest you. That's a quote. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any, I'm sure there's no, nobody was there taking video of this, were they?
Alex was taking video and he said he's going to upload it. So we're going to get to see some video tonight. It's not during this broadcast because Alex is on the plane. And it's not landing for another, I don't know, hour or whatever. So tonight there will be video, and I can't wait to see it personally. I'm just,
yeah,
you know.
I think it'll be a great lesson.
But the other point is, if it was someone other than Alex Jones, they would have been arrested. You see, they let Alex go because they knew what would happen if they arrested Alex Jones.
Exactly. So if it was just somebody who said, no, you can't. You know, you can't make me take off my shoes. That guy's in jail.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So even Alex only got through there by his wits and his notoriety. If it had been someone who wasn't well known, they would have been in jail and probably, you know, punched in the face, beat up, and whatever, tortured, who knows, or even sometimes killed. You know, they've been killed after being detained at the airport.
Or somebody would say, well, this is prima facie evidence that you're a terrorist. Because you wouldn't take off your shoes, right?
Right, yeah, you have Al-Qaeda shoes on. I see your Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Let's go on to the other issues today. But it's infuriating how much tyranny we are suffering under in America today, and that all these liberals, I got to say, they think the answer is more tyranny. The answer is more government. The answer is to take away more rights from the people. Put all the guns in the hands of the worst goons imaginable. People like the TSA. Can you imagine if the TSA were armed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you know, that's another incident and they will be armed.
I'm sure that's the plan. I'm sure that's what some of the 1.6 billion bullets are for. The 40 caliber hollow points, they're going to arm the TSA, which, you know, that's going to be interesting because I bet these people can't hit the side of a barn with a firearm. You know,
guns fired in airport, five innocent spectators killed, you know?
Right, right. All right, I'm sorry to get off topic, but let's
get back up. Listen, I mean, this is completely on topic because it's happening right now.
Well, yeah, it is happening right now. You know what? Let's open up the call queue, guys, at GCN there. Let's open it up. Let me go out the number 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question or comment for John Rappaport or myself, a comment about Alex Jones being detained and threatened with arrest this morning at the Austin airport, or comments about gun rights, you name it. Call in. We'll take some calls. Now, let's get to the article. I got to give you credit for this, John. You called me yesterday. We had a short conversation on the phone. You brought up this idea that the prescription drug records of patients all across America could be used to label everyone that's on antidepressants, for example, as being mentally unfit to own firearms and then deny them the right to own or possess firearms.
Absolutely.
You wrote
and
a great...
then you took off from that. I mean,
yes.
This just knocked me over that you've discovered that there is indeed one giant database of, you know, Americans who are on medical drugs.
Yes. Yes. I took your idea and I did some additional research on it last night and I found this National All Schedules Prescription Electronic Reporting Act, NASPR, signed into law by George Bush in 2005. And then a multi-state data sharing prescription drug surveillance program now run by 48 states that goes by a different name, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Justice. And the website is PMPAlliance.org, PMPAlliance.org. So I got to give you credit, John, for bringing this up. And I think it's a huge story. Your thoughts?
Gigantic. I mean, I have to assume, Mike, without having actually looked at this database, because I'm sure I can't get into it, but whoever can get into it is going to be able to find out the names of people, right,
yes.
who take the drugs. Otherwise,
yes.
what good is the database, right?
I mean, no, it's got to have your name and the drugs that you're taking. That's in the database.
Right.
That's the whole point of the database.
So therefore, inferring from that, somebody knows right away, right now, what psychiatric medications Adam Lanza was on,
yep.
James Holmes was on, any one of these people that, you know, I've been knocking on this door and you have and other people, who's the guy's doctor? What psychiatric meds was he on? Let's find out because we know these medications induce violence. Well, now you've proved people already know, people who have access to the database, they could tell us. Excuse me.
And there's this article this morning in WorldNet Daily by David Kupelian that he calls it the giant gaping hole in Sandy Hook reporting where they're not talking about the prescription drugs. They don't want us to know what drugs they were on because if we knew, then they couldn't blame the guns, John.
Exactly.
They have to blame the guns.
Exactly. So they don't want to say, they won't say the drug companies are in on this because the drug companies want to blame guns too. I mean, the drug companies are behind gun control because that deflects all responsibility away from the psychiatric drugs.
Well, right.
So you've got this giant, you know, juggernaut monopoly, corporate, government, et cetera, all against the guns. Let's take away the guns. We know it's the guns. Of course, the guns jump off the shelves and kill people themselves. It's not the drugs.
No, it's not the drugs that alter the mind that controls the muscles that move the finger that touches the trigger, that
fires
actuates the firing pin that strikes the primer. No, it's not any of that. The gun is a magic device, a magical device that leaps out of the holster and starts shooting children all by itself at like some kind of anime horror film or something. I don't know. It's
exactly.
Bizarre. Let's go to calls, John, if you're up for it.
Sure, let's go.
All right, let's Mark from Oregon, you're on the line. Welcome to the show, Mark. What's on your mind?
Welcome to my home, gentlemen. I really appreciate all your great work. You're wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much. Couldn't do any more than you've done.
Hey, we're just like you. We're just fighting for liberty here. That's it.
But you do it with such gusto, Mike.
Well, that's because we are real Americans. We are the real America, you know? We
yeah,
are the ones who broke off from tyranny. We're going to defend the Constitution that we were built on. That's it. Bottom line. End of story.
We have to move into the spirit of 1776.
Absolutely.
Mike and John, I called in today about it's based around the Sandy Hook shooting, and there are two areas I'd like to cover very quickly, if I could. And one is the situational basis and the legal basis of what everything is being revolved on against us, okay, as the American people, being prepared to go into physical slavery relative to this last step, which occurs historically before the actual physical enslavement of the people of a nation.
Right. We're going through the cycle of civilizations right now, and you're right. We're at that point of enslavement, which is usually followed by revolution, by the way, historically.
So realizing how important this is, if I have the time to cover these two, I think it would enlighten you and the audience because it's just the conglomeration and the result of all the information I've taken in, which is substantial from good men such as yourself. And
well, hit them as fast as you can. Go ahead.
Hit them quickly here.
In the situational basis, you have the glaring inconsistencies all around the Aurora shooting in Aurora, Colorado, the movie theater, as well as Sandy Hook. Moving back into 9/11, coming forward a ways to the underwear bomber. We have glaring inconsistencies, which are, in a court of law, would eventually prove that government, U.S. government black operations were involved in all of these different false flag terror attacks. So that you have this existing in the Aurora, Colorado shooting in various places, as well as up on the screen, the Joker points on a map to Sandy Hook.
Okay. Let me ask John to comment on that, Mark. That's a really great point. John has done more research on this than most of us.
You know, this business with the Sandy Hook map in The Dark Knight Rises and Gary Oldman, the police commissioner Gordon, pointing to it in the movie.
Hey, we got to go out to break, John. Sorry to interrupt you, but continue to answer that on the other side of this break. And thank you for your call, Mark. We will be right back with John's answer to the inconsistencies in the shootings that continue to happen as a pretext for gun control in America. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing.
All right, in the next hour, by the way, Aaron Dykes is going to be taking over the broadcast at the bottom of the hour and covering some historical quotes on the Second Amendment and really breaking down where the Second Amendment comes from and why it is merely a confirmation of a sacred right that we're born with, a birthright, in other words. And he's going to have a very interesting collection of quotes of both patriots, as well as historical gun grabbers such as Stalin. Well, they love guns too. They just love them in their own hands, not in the hands of the actual people. In any case, we are taking calls right now with John Rappaport, the author of a wonderful new article that's posted up on Infowars.com right now that talks about psychiatry becoming the new police, where this national prescription drug database that we've now confirmed exists could be used to deny you the right to own a firearm or even other rights, perhaps the right to free speech, perhaps the right to have a website, if you're on antidepressants or other drugs. So this could be used against you in the days and months ahead. John, welcome back to the show. Do you want to continue with that question that was posed right before the break?
Yeah, this has to do with this boggling coincidence, in heavy quotes, in the movie The Dark Knight Rises, where Commissioner Gordon, the character, is pointing to a map that says Sandy Hook in big letters on it. You can't see anything else on the map. You can't read anything else. And he's pointing to that, talking about an attack. So, you know, this is just one of a list of boggling, quote, coincidences tied to the Sandy Hook murders that I wrote about. Well, this morning, I come across a piece, and it looks solid to me so far, that the property master on the film, The Dark Knight Rises, the guy responsible for all the props, like maps and so forth, and bringing them in,
yeah,
a guy named Scott Getzinger, died in an auto accident in April of 2012, several months before, you know, of Sandy Hook and so forth. And he died in a mysterious auto accident in Newtown, Connecticut.
No way.
Right?
All right, I understand that's still preliminary. You know, you're going to check it out some more.
Yeah, but I mean, I saw the article in a Connecticut paper that said he died in April of 2012 in the accident, gave his name, said he was the property master on The Dark Knight Rises. This wasn't, it was just a regular local newspaper.
Yeah, here's the story. It's up on screen here that Scott Getzinger was killed Friday night in a head-on collision in Stamford, Connecticut, when his truck was struck by a car. His credits include The Dark Knight Rises.
Property Master, yeah.
And Men in Black.
And Men in Black and many other movies. Okay, wow. So I'm just adding that to the boggling, you know, list of coincidences here.
Well, I know the map you're talking about, the Batman map, the Gotham City map that has Sandy Hook on it. I remember seeing that map, and it actually has circled in red the area on the map that is that school. And then it has written in red something like the first strike point or something, right?
Strike Zone 1.
Yeah, Strike Zone 1, pointing to the school.
Yeah. I mean, so people say, well, this is just, you know, obviously an accident. I mean, it couldn't be anything more than that. But you keep piling these up, and you get a storyline that is just,
absolutely
boggles your mind, right? And as you wrote in your article, Mike, you know, if somebody had said 15, 20 years ago, guess what? We're going to have airports where we're going to have basically cops strip searching you and examining your orifices.
Yeah, we're going to get a break again, John.
You know, how boggling is this?
Well, I hate to interrupt such a fascinating sentence, but we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us, John. We'll continue on the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.